You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The creation, and time that Ribono Shel Olam created the Olam, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a patent. It says that Ed Ya'aleh min ha'aretz ve'yishcha et kol pnei ha'adamah. That the system, how the clouds are get formed. There's a system that Hashem implanted in the creation. How the clouds comes about?
The clouds,
ananim.
The sun go on the ocean, you know, they evaporate and they go up and they get
cloud. The mist goes up and then it creates the clouds. So why? Why we have such a system?
Artificial, no?
I'm sorry?
That's artificial, no?
What is artificial?
The way that the white plate go up and...
We have real clouds and artificial clouds? And it has preservative, you mean? I'm sorry?
Hashem could make the cloud easy.
Right, exactly. So why, and that's what the question is, why there is such a system? Yeah.
So whatever we do, it goes up. In the same way, everything...
What do we do?
Sorry? Good or bad, you do, it gets goes up. So but the same way, evaporate from here, everything goes up.
Yeah. That's
cloud, so you exactly. Make the whole cloud up there.
But we don't need to learn this from the from the clouds. It says, you know, we have many Mishnayot and, you know, also in the many, many points in the Torah. We have this warning. So for clouds to be created, so we see that the the ocean is involved. So that means the ocean has to create the mist. And then it goes up, and then, and the clouds are got formed. So now just imagine there was no ocean. What would happen?
Imagine
there's no ocean.
There's no ocean.
Yeah. Why?
You can assume if there was an ocean, right? There was another system Hashem making.
Yeah. That's true.
There is an ocean. You cannot say, assume that something is here. So when you say, you cannot.
Why you cannot assume? What's wrong with that?
Gave us all that.
I'm sorry?
No ocean.
Yes, but just imagine there wasn't. There's no ocean.
What's the Gemara say?
You follow?
If there was no ocean and there was not other option, will be like Mars, like Moon, that is dead land.
Why? No, actually the Gemara says...
Water for life, no?
Yeah, you need water...
For the life.
Yeah, you know. No, not for the life. Just say, Shakon Yabit Varo. Yeah, that's you need. So Gemara says, actually, our stations in Shammai, like a gas station, there's a water station. Actually, the clouds go and they fill up, they put their credit card, and then it fills up the cloud. So here, so if there is such a system already, and in Shamayim, that they have a patent that how the clouds are filled up. So why we need this? So now, in Parashat Vayetzchanan, we see Shabbat Shalom, pleads to Ribbono Shel Olam, and he says, "Vayitchanan el Hashem ba'ez ha'i." So he pleaded to Ribbono Shel Olam, and he said, "Hashem Elokim." What does Hashem Elokim mean? Yeah, that he is merciful, and at the same time, it might seem, we might imagine, that he is also mighty. And he is mighty, but that's what Moshe Avraham Shalom said. So then he told Ribbono Shel Olam, "Ata hachilota." What does that mean? "Ata hachilota." What is hachilota means? It's only this second pasuk. You know, I'm not going to the middle or the end. It's only beginning. What does hachilota means? I needed Halol Masael. Yeah, it's a good old time, you know. They always had the answers in the end of the book. Yeah, hachilota means lahatchil. So, actually, Shabbat Shalom told Hashem that you started it, but he meant actually, like the case that he defeated Sichon and Og, and then the portion became part of the Israel. So he said, you know, if I'm already took over the partially of Eretz Yisrael, so let me go. So that's what he meant. But here, the depth here is that Shabbat Shalom told Ribbono Shel Olam that Ata Hachilota, you are the beginning and the start of everything. Yeah, that's what he meant. Bayit Hanan El Hashem Bayit Hahi Hashem Elokim Ata Hachilota. So that means anything that goes on, anything that took place, any project that accomplished, you were there. No. Start. You were the start. So now back to the ocean. So now here we see in the beginning of Tatar Shah. There was no need that Ribbono Shel Olam created such a patent, you know, that the water would be evaporates, go up, and so on, because already there is such a system in Shamayim. But here we learn, if there was not any ocean, so now, how would we be able to have the source of living, water? So now Ribbono Shel Olam wants to teach us, don't think you did it. Don't think, no, you made it. Don't think, you know, you're at the position that you're, what is the term that is used? Self-made, they call it. Chotzachte. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. So now here, Moshe Avraham Shalom told Ribbono Shel Olam, I know and I believe that all the beginning is from you. Yeah, exactly. It's from you. And this is a very, very, very great challenge that we all go through in life. I did it, I made it, I know how to do it. But here, we see that Yehudi should always have in mind that whatever that he accomplishes, who gave him the tool? So the Midrash is a very interesting thing. The Midrash says that
same way that everything he does, say Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when he does something negative, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop him.
No, that's not true. No, we just went through Eicha, the pasuk in the Eicha is brought that whatever that we feel that it goes against us has a base. So how was it created? How was it?
We created.
So now we have a mizmor in Tehillim, which says, Lecha Hashem chased, ki mishalem ish ki ma'asehu. You know the mizmor?
61.
Chazak baruch. One more. 62. Samech bet, the last pasuk. Ki lecha Hashem chased. You're so kind. Why? Because you exactly pay back anyone according to his deed. So like you take your rubber ball, no, you throw it on the wall. Where is it gonna go? It's gonna go back to you. So now when you see something comes back to you, it's not that somebody throw it. You throw it, it's gonna come back to you.
So somebody does chesed to somebody, and it comes I did it without me, you couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the kosher English teacher, this statement, you're going to fail. You're not going to get any grade. We don't have such a statement as, I did someone a chesed. I did some kindness to somebody. The right grammar is, I did chesed to myself. You don't do chesed to nobody. You're privileged to be available to do kindness to somebody. But actually, you did chesed to yourself. As we learn in Megillat Rut, as you remember. You remember?
Yes. Rut stayed in his
ground. No. So when Rut came back, so her mother-in-law asked, so what happened? Because she was supposed to meet Boaz.
Right.
So now, when Boaz met Ruth, what did he do? What did Boaz do?
He told them not to go anywhere else.
Right. Yes.
And say to his worker to be nice to him.
Okay, so what? So, anything else? Did Boaz give anything to Ruth? Megillat Ruth, ay. No, give him some grain. Yes, I'm giving grain. And then she brought it back to Naomi. So now Ruth told Naomi, what did she tell Naomi? She told Naomi, Ha'ish asher asiti lo chesed. So Ruth is telling Naomi, her mother-in-law, the man that I did kindness to. What do you mean? Who did kindness to who? Huh? Yeah, it says in the Megillat Rut. So what did she mean? So now here we learn, you don't do chesed to somebody else. The chesed that you do, so here, the whole point here is that the chesed that you do, actually, you're doing favor to yourself. So now, if you're available to do chesed to somebody else, so then you have mazal. But if either you don't want to, you don't want to be available to do chesed, or you do, you know, partially, you know, whatever that you think you should do, so you lose out. Because actually, any chesed that you do, any amount, any size, That means you're actually
privilege.
You're taking care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So now here, Shabbat Shalom is telling Ribono Shel Olam, Ata Hachilota. What does it mean? That every start comes from you. It comes from you. I don't do nothing. Every success that I have in life, it's from you. Yeah. It's a very, very great challenge. Why? Because we need any aspects of life that we improve, we get ahead. So now the credit is given to who? To who? Has v'shalom. Halvai, ikash, yeah. But we should, yeah. But the point of here is, I'm proud of myself. I feel good. I make a business, right? I make a deal. I gain a profit. So now, what do you do? What do you do? Start dancing, right? But the problem here is, you dance by yourself. You don't dance with Hashem. You don't say, we did it. Thank you. You know, you made it happen. What do you think?
I did it.
Yeah. Me take your wife to the dinner. We take Hashem to the dinner. You celebrate with your wife. I mean, it's good. But what about the...
the Shema which we have...
Yes, right.
Beautiful,
Hasikabo, very nice. As my wife was a kid, he's.
You have a sign at home, Hashem did.
Yeah.
Look at it every day.
Yeah, we are making a lot of signs. Let me put it in there. You know, it was a little kid that his mother, you know, gave him 2 nickels. It says, one you put in a Sedaka box, one you can go buy candy. So as he was walking, so now one of the nickels got lost, dropped and got lost. So he said, Hashem, I'm sorry, the nickel for the tzedakah box got lost. The nickel for the candy never gets lost. The nickel that got lost, whose nickel was it? Yeah. It was a Hashem nickel. But how can you tell which nickel it is? Huh? It's very easy. Why? Because as long as you don't want to miss out and you want to capture the whole benefit, so now the only one that is losing here is who?
You yourself.
Ribono Shel Olam. Kavod. Credit. Appreciation. It's all forgotten. Everything comes to me, kabod, appreciation, greatness. What a, you know, genius! You know how I did it? Would you ever imagine how, you know, anybody could do it? I did it. Yeah, so now, exactly that's what, you know, the whole Olam, you know, is going through. We think we can take care of whatever the status is all about. We're going to take care of it. We're going to take care of it. So Ribono Shalom says, you know, okay, one makkah came, so I'm going to give you the second one. You don't learn, the third one is going to come. It's like Aseret Makkot in Mitzrayim. Yeah. Happened to be a very interesting story about a gentleman that he had no desire to eat fish. Now, he never, you know, had a craving for the fish. So one time he went to Beit Knesset, and the interesting thing was, he didn't take a nap at the time of the Divrei Torah. And it's very rare, you know. You never see such a thing. So he listened to the Rav, and the Rav said, you know, to have fish for Shabbat is the greatest mitzvah. To have fish in the three sevudot is a very great mitzvah. He says, wow, so we'll try it. So he goes to the market, goes to the fish store, says, may I have some good fish? He says, good fish you want? Good? So yeah, I want the most expensive fish. Sea bass? Baby sea bass?
Yeah,
baby sea bass. So, okay, fine. He said, but I don't know how to prepare this. I never made fish. I said, don't worry, my wife is here. She's gonna write you a recipe. You know, however you like, Moroccan, Taimani, Persian, any way you like, you know, she's gonna write you a recipe. So she writes a recipe, takes it home, and then, getting ready, take the pots of out, and then leaves the fish on the counter, and then he goes now out of the kitchen to change his clothing, come back, and he sees the cat grabbed the fish, ran out the window. Seems very calm, nothing. So he comes to the window, he sticks his head out, he says, you think so? I have the recipe. I have the recipe. Khiyal kardi. Yeah. Fish is gone, but he has the recipe. That's what the story that unfortunately we all go through. The fish is gone. We stuck to the recipe. What are you going to do with the recipe? Make, what is it called? What are you going to do with it? Huh? The fish is gone. What are you going to do with the recipe? That's exactly the unfortunate thing is that what we are stuck to and be proud of rather than the main thing, that realize that Ribbono Shel Olam, He's in charge. He gives us the tool. We cannot do anything, nothing. Yes. And that's what the awareness that we have to remind ourselves. Ata hachilota, you are the start of everything. Kabod, appreciation only comes to you. It's very interesting sometimes you hear, people do something good, or like the Chazan does nice cha-cha, and say, Kol hakabod! Chazak baruch! What did he do? Huh? But who gave him the voice? So who you should say Kol HaKavod, Chazak HaBaruch, to who? Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, you have to appreciate it, we have to encourage him, fine. But the Kol HaKavod goes to who? Yes, but here sometimes becomes very mind-boggling. Why? Because when you accumulate things, your kabod, your position, you see in a, the bank account cannot put more zeros there. It's full up. It's full. And then all of a sudden, wow, you become inflated. Ah, the shamayim. Because all the kol hakavod comes
to me.
But what do you mean? Whatever you have is a chesed of Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a rachamim of Ribbono Shel Olam. And then you grab, chalila v'chas, with all respect, you steal all the kol hakavod for yourself? Ay, ay, ay. Huh? All the chazak u'baruch, say, for me? And that's what exactly the powerful message here is. Ata hachilota. Everything I have, the hatchala, the beginning, the shuru, is from you. I didn't do nothing. And that's the awareness that we always should have. That we have to give a big kol hakavod to Ribono Shel Olam. Shesh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu Yeshuot Bezrat Hashem. And Simchot.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.